Audio 3.1.
Last weekend, I went on the worst trip ever. It was Saturday, and Mom decided that we were all going to the beach for the day. So we packed our bags with bathing suits and started on the 2-hour drive. Dad was driving, but he doesn't like the GPS. This was fine on the highway, but after about 30 minutes on the back roads, Dad started to look worried. We were lost. Mom got the map, and soon they were both arguing about which road to take and which direction to go in. And in the back of the car, things weren't much better. My brother can sleep anywhere, at any time, too. And that was exactly what he was doing. His head was falling on my arm. And when I pushed him away, he woke up and started crying. Well, this continued until we finally arrived at the beach, 4 hours after we left home. And guess what? It was raining. And I missed my friend's party, too. Never again.
About 4 years ago, I was traveling in India. I took a lot of night buses, and they were usually great. Book your ticket, find your seat, fall asleep. It was easy. And this time, everything was going well until... smash! One of the windows fell from the bus. Suddenly, a cold wind was blowing around us, and I mean cold. The driver continued, and I put on my sweater and shared a blanket with another passenger until... bang! And the bus slowly stopped. This time, it was the engine, and the driver couldn't continue. The bus broke down in the middle of the night, in the middle of the road, in the middle of nowhere. We were stuck and just had to wait. Some passengers hitchhiked in passing trucks, but I was too scared. I can laugh about it now, but at the time, it was terrible.
OMG, what a day. I usually drive, but today I took the train for the first time on a Saturday. Never again. Those soccer fans are crazy. I was going home with Bruna, and the train was nice and quiet. And then we got to the stadium. The station was crowded with thousands of fans, and they all looked violent and scary. And the police had bulletproof vests and dogs and everything. The fans boarded the train, and they were shouting and using bad language. It was terrible. But then the worst thing was they started jumping up and down. I couldn't believe it. The train actually started moving from side to side. It was really dangerous. I was terrified.